A day later, accelerating at a tenth of a gravity, Goliath lumbered past the second-largest satellite, battered Callisto. But it was almost a week before it finally escaped from Jovian territory, crossing the wildly erratic orbits of the tiny outermost twins, Pasiphae and Sinope. By then it was moving so swiftly that not even the sun could call it back. It would leave the solar system completely, if it was unable to check its speed again, and begin an endless journey among the stars. But no spaceship commander could have hoped for a more uneventful voyage. Goliath and Atlas made their rendezvous with Kali 12 seconds ahead of schedule. "I've visited dozens of asteroids," said Sir Colin Draker to his unseen audience 500 million kilometers sunward, "and even now there's no way I can judge their size merely by looking at them. I know exactly how big Kali is, but I could easily fool myself into thinking I could hold it between my outstretched arms. The problem is, there's absolutely no sense of scale, nothing to give any clue to the eye. As you'll see, it's covered with shallow impact craters right down to the limit of vision. That big one left center is actually about 50 meters across, but it looks exactly like the little ones all around it. The smallest you can see are a few centimeters across. Will you zoom in, David? Thanks. Now, we're getting closer, but there's no real difference in the picture. The mini craters we're seeing now look just like their big brothers. Stop the zoom there, David. Even if we used a magnifying glass, the image would look much the same. Shallow craters of every possible size, right down to ones made by dust particles. Now, pull back to show the whole of Kali again. Thanks. You'll see that there's virtually no color, at least to the human eye. It's almost black. You might guess it was a lump of coal, and you wouldn't be far wrong. The outer layers are 90% carbon. Inside, though, it's different. Iron, nickel, silicates, various ices, water, methane, carbon dioxide. It's obviously had a very complicated history, and in fact I'm almost certain it's an aggregate of two bodies of quite different composition that collided fairly gently, and then stuck together. You may have noticed that some new craters have come into view while I've been talking. Kali's day is quite short, 3 hours, 25 minutes, and the fact that it's rotating makes our job even trickier. Can we have the other side, David? Center on grid reference K5. That's it. Notice the change of scenery, if you can call it that. These grooves must have been caused by another collision, this time quite a violent one. Kali must have been in a busy part of the solar system 10 billion years ago. See that valley top right? We've christened it the Grand Canyon. It's all of 10 meters deep, but if you didn't know the scale, you easily could imagine you were in Colorado. So, we have a battered little world, shaped like a dumbbell or a peanut, with a mass of 2 billion tons. And by bad luck, it's moving in a retrograde orbit, that is, in the opposite direction to all the planets. Nothing very unusual about that, Halley does just the same, but it means that it will collide with the Earth head-on, the worst possible case, of course. So we've got to divert it. If we don't, then not only our civilization, but even our species may be wiped off the face of the planet. The Atlas mass driver has now been detached from Goliath. Pan to Atlas, please, David. And we're now engaged in the delicate job of installing it on Kali. Fortunately, the asteroid's gravity is so feeble, about 1/10,000th of Earth's, that Atlas weighs only a few tons. Don't let that fool you, though. It still has all its mass and its momentum. So it has to be moved very, very slowly and carefully. Believe it or not, the main tools for the job are old-fashioned winches and pulleys anchored on Kali. In a few hours, Atlas will be ready to start firing. Of course, its effect on Kali will be almost too small to measure, a fraction of a microgravity. I believe some media person said it would be like a mouse pushing an elephant. True enough. But Atlas can keep pushing for days, and we have to move Kali only a few centimeters out here around Jupiter for it to miss Earth by thousands of kilometers. And even 100 would be as good as a light year.